You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com. You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Welcome to the Stay Ready Real Estate Podcast, where we stay ready so you don't have to get ready. I'm Emeka, your host, and this podcast is all about real estate, investing in real estate. I invest in multifamily, and I'm here to show you that regular people can invest in real estate. You don't need to have billions or millions. It's regular people like you and I who can invest in real estate today. So on this podcast, you'll hear from myself, as well as I'll bring different real estate professionals on from around the world to talk about their investing journey, strategies, market insights, or how they got into real estate, so you can get started today as well. Stay ready, my friends. Hope you enjoy.
What's going on today? It's your boy, Emeka. And today we are in Tokyo, Japan. I'm outside in a lovely garden, I would say. Maybe garden, yeah. And the reason why we're outside is just because I'm on vacation, but I still want to make sure I provide some value. Like I always preach, 1% better every single day. And this is me trying to be 1% better and at least provide 1% of value. It's going to be a short podcast, but today we are going to talk about the art of patience. So as you know, I am currently doing a flip. As you know, I have 32 multifamily units. And as you know, I always try to figure out a way to get a deal a year and always try to figure out a way to make it happen. As I make it happen, what I find myself doing is always rushing, trying to get it done quicker rather than later. And yes, that is true, but we need to understand the difference of being quick and being too fast and rushing, right? When it comes to this flip, right, I was making decisions very fast, right? I knew what kind of floor I want, I knew what kind of shower doors I want, I knew what kind of, you know, hardware I wanted. But when it comes to the time it's actually being able to get done, right? People can't be as quick as my thoughts. Our contractor can't be as quick as my thoughts, as quick as I want, right? Because life happens, things happen, people, you know, go on, people get sick, people have other things to do. And then, you know, when I first got started with this flip, and this is not the only one, but just on top of my head, I realized that, you know, most things are not as urgent as they seem. I learned that through the flip, and also learned that with my work, and I work basically in construction and distribution. And what I notice is people tend to freak out about a lot of things, right? I need this now. I need to get this material or else this is going to happen. I'm going to lose money. Or if I don't buy it now, then the contractors won't have things to do, blah, blah, blah. And yes. Sometimes that is the case and that is the truth. However, 9 times out of 10, it is not the case. Because let's say something happens, you don't have to get things done as quick as you can because you're in Japan and you're not able to make a decision because we're 12, 13 hours ahead. Well, what will happen? A day might get passed, you might lose a day, right? Or they might work on something else like floors or putting trim up or anything like that. So whenever you're freaking out, I just need you to make sure you just take a step back and assess the situation, right? Everyone wants to get deals, and whenever I got into a deal, I rushed, right? As soon as I moved, I made the decision. And I don't regret it, right? I'm not going to sit here and tell you I regret it. I rushed, blah, this and that. But I rushed to get a deal, and I didn't really dig too deep in the numbers, right? I figured out what I could sell it for, what I bought it for, and I realized it was true. And then I rushed into basically almost everything that I did, right? And with rushing, I wasn't able to take a step back, analyze the money that I was spending, analyze the contractor, analyze the work that was being done, and that's just it, right? Right. We don't need to rush because everything is going to be okay at the end of the day. It all works out until we're dead at the end of the day. So figure out a way to be patient. be patient in getting a deal, right? What I say about be patient in getting your first deal, your second deal, your third deal is whenever I got started in 2020, got my first deal, got another one in 2021, I was always just trying to figure out a way to make the next thing happen. I got a deal, and I focused on the next one, right? We need to understand that once you get a deal, that is simply just the start. That is just the start. Business execution is probably, I would say, was one of the most important things that you can do. Because once you execute the business plan, now you know what your strengths and your weaknesses are, right? What did you do wrong? What did you do right? What can you do to make things better? I do often see a lot of people getting a bunch of deals, but they're not necessarily learning. They're making a bunch of action that they're doing, you know, they're doing deals, right? Because I think action is one of the most important things. However, whenever you don't have time to sit back and analyze where it can be better, then you're not in the same breath building your processes, building your systems, figuring out a way to make someone else do something for you, delegate, figuring out a way to hand off more work to someone else and train them. Because you cannot scale without your processes. You cannot scale without your systems. So whenever we're rushing and not taking a deep breath, not taking a step back and not understanding what we're going to be great at, what our weaknesses are, or where we could have just held on and waited a little bit longer to execute something, execute a plan, buy material, then we're not really getting better. We're just doing, we're just shooting from the hip, right? The way I kind of like think about it is, you know, let's talk about the sport of basketball. You have these great players, these great athletes who know the game, who know how to shoot, play defense, slide their feet, dribble, whatever it may be. They are great talent. And regardless of if that talent is good or not, the coach is the one that makes things happen. The coach is the one that helps you win the game. The coach is the one that develops a scheme, develops a game plan against the competition in your own based off the assets and the attributes that everyone has. The coach is the one that makes things happen and puts everything together to consistently win multiple games, right? We need to figure out in real estate how we continue to win the game and win the season, right? Because we can't focus on one player, or we're good at that thing and that's how we're gonna win. No, there's multiple assets when it comes to real estate. There's multiple people involved. There's multiple steps regards to getting a deal. There's multiple steps regarding to fixing a deal. There's multiple steps regarding to selling a deal. There's multiple steps regarding building your team. So we need to understand that reading, educating, listening to videos, doing all the necessary education that we need is going to be important. And we don't need to get analysis paralysis. But we also need to realize is there is no need to rush, right? If you've been doing this, if you're in your 40s and 50s and you feel like you're late to the party, we're always late to the party if we are not investing right now. However, that doesn't mean we rush. If we have the money, then we just need to take action, but take action slow. Reach out to someone like me. Reach out to people who've done it longer than me. Reach out to people that you know around you that have been doing it. There's no need to rush when you're in real estate, getting into real estate. There's a reason to pace yourself, right? I'm not trying to tell you to limit. I'm not trying to limit you at all. You can do everything and anything that you put your mind to. But as you're doing, you just need to make sure that we take a step back and understand what we are doing, understand the why of what we're doing. And we're also trying to understand how can we make this a process. The quicker we can make it a process, the quicker that we're not rushing and not analyzing and taking notes of the things that we're doing, the quicker that we can make this a well-oiled machine, the quicker that we can scale. And then instead of it taking a year or two to get one or two deals, now it takes you a couple months to get two or three deals because you know exactly what to do, you know how to execute. And that's simply because you took a step back, you took a breath, you saw what you were doing, what was working, focused on your strengths, and figure out a way for other people to come in, handle the weaknesses while you focus on your strengths and build a company, build an investment firm, build your multifamily, small or big portfolio that makes you money in your sleep. Until next time, family. See ya.
Thanks for tuning in to the Stay Ready Real Estate Podcast, where we stay ready so you don't have to get ready. If you enjoyed this podcast today, please give me a like and subscribe and tune in next week so you can hear another one. If you ever want to reach out to me, I'd love to talk to you about real estate. If you're ever interested in any of the deals that I have, I'm based here in Central Florida, reach out. My information is below. Hope to see you next week. Stay ready, my friend.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time. And then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call. Because real protection means showing up. Even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.